Rabbi Lada ben Shamua says, the kavod of your student should be as dear to you as your own kavod. You have to show respect to your student who has come to you to learn Torah. This we learn out from Moshe Rabbeinu, who was Machabe Yeshua ben Nun, his Talmud. As the Pasuk tells us, Bachar Lanu Anash, and Moshe told Yeshua to select for us people. And by telling Yeshua, Bachar Lanu, select for us, he was equating Yeshua ben Nun with himself. Ukavod Chavercha Kemora Rabach. The kavod of your friend should be like the fear of your Rebbe. You have to respect your friend very much, as since he is your friend and you learn together with him, so in a way he's also your Rebbe, as most likely you have learned Torah from him. And this we learn out from Aaron HaKohen, who told his brother Moshe Rabbeinu, be Adoni. By calling him Adoni, he was showing him Mora as if he was his Rab. Even though Chazal tells that Moshe and Aaron were equal, even so, Aaron treated Moshe Rabbeinu as if Moshe Rabbeinu was his Rab. Umora Rabach. Kemora Shamayim, the fear of your Rav should be like the fear of heaven. This we learn out from Yeshua ben Nun, who said to Moshe Rabbeinu, his Rav Adoni Moshe Klaim, my master Moshe Rabbeinu, wipe them out, destroy them from the world. As Yeshua ben Nun considered people who were Mored in Moshe Rabbeinu as if they were Mored in Shamayim, so we see that the fear of your Rav has to be like Mora Shamayim, as the Pasuk says, Et Hashem Elokecha Tira, and Chazal learn out from the Ev. That just like you have to fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so too you have to fear Talmidei Chachamim, as the fear of Talmidei Chachamim is in essence Mora Shamayim. Pesach Adavos Parak Dalet Mishnah Yud Gimel. Rabbi Huda Omer Habizar V'Talmud Sheshikigat Talmud Olo Zado. Rabbi Huda said the person has to be very careful when he learns Talmud. He has to be careful to learn it with all of its depths. As the Talmud is very deep, you can't just learn it on its surface and expect to understand the halacha properly. Sheshikigat Talmud Olo Zado. When a person is shogeg b'Talmud, he did not learn it deep enough, and therefore, when he paskened a halacha, he paskened incorrectly, as he did not understand the halacha at its depth. That is considered zadon, as if he paskened incorrectly on purpose. Even though he was shogeg, he did not know he was giving an incorrect psak. But he is considered zadon, as if he would have given the proper chashivah to the Torah, and understood that the Torah has to be learned with great depth. Then he never would have came to the point in which he gave an incorrect psak, as he would not have given a psak unless he twirled in the Torah to understand it all of its depths, and in such a case he would not have given an incorrect psak. Rabbi Shimon Omer Shlosha Ksarim Haim. Rabbi Shimon says there are three crowns that a Kadosh Baruch Hu put in this world: Keser Torah, the Keser Kahuna, the Keser Malchus, the Keser of Torah, the Keser of Kahuna, and the Keser of Malchus. Now the Keser of Kahuna was given to Aaron and his children, as the Pasuk says, "V'hoisa lo ulazara achara bris kahunas olam." The Keser of Malchus was given to David HaMelech and his children, as the Pasuk says in Tehillim, "Zara laolam yiyeh v'kiso kashemesh negdi." Now the Keser Torah was not given to anybody in specific. Anybody in Klal Yisrael could be zocha to the Keser Torah. It's sitting there waiting for anybody who wants to crown himself with it. And the Keser Torah is much more chashuv than the other crowns. As the Keser Torah is not something that's inherited from your parents, it's something that you are zocha through your own toil and effort. And the other crowns are only crowns through the Torah. As the Pasuk says, "Be malachim imlochu, v'rozneim yechokku tzedek." Through the Torah, the kings reign and the rulers carve out righteousness. Only through the Torah did Aaron and David become zocha in their crown. So therefore, the Keser Torah is more prominent than the other ksarim, and anybody in Klal Yisrael could be zocha and crown himself with the Keser Torah. The Keser Shem Tov Ola Agabam, the crown of the Shem Tov, a good name, rises up above all the other crowns. Now the Keser Shem Tov is not considered a crown in itself. That's why the Mishnah said there are three crowns. It doesn't say there are four crowns and include Keser Shem Tov among the crowns. And the Keser Shem Tov is part and parcel of the Keser of Torah. And the Keser of Torah is not necessarily a Keser Shem Tov. It's not enough that a person should learn Torah. He also should do good deeds and crown himself with a shame toe, give himself a good name, and cause that other people will look at him and give credit to those that learn Torah, saying, how beautiful are the deeds of those that learn Torah. And now you day that, he will be zocha to the Keser shame toe. The Keser shame toe rises up above the other crowns, and the other crowns are only in this world, but the Keser shame toe you take with you to the next world.